Phyology isn't a word. I made it up. It was necessary to invent such a label since no single discipline encompassed the synergy of physiology, psychology, and philosophy necessary for effective leadership. We humans also like to name things to codify them in our minds better. In fact, naming objects and concepts is one of the three primary activities, along with altering landscape and making garbage. Oxford University offered a psychology, philosophy, and physiology degree from 1947 until 2010, but apparently, physiology has been replaced by linguistics. Up until then, students had typically studied two of the three disciplines. Unfortunately, they took up the most important part of the triumvirate, the organization of the brain and body. As human beings, we often think in threes, whether it's the three-act play, movie trilogy, or count to three before performing a daring act. The number plays a significant role in how we make sense of information. The number three is the lowest figure that can be used to form patterns in our mind. If something occurs once, it could be chance. The second occurrence may be a coincidence, but the third instance is probably a pattern. The symbolism of three is the triangle, and when it points upward, it symbolizes rising energy. Footnote 1. Rule of three. Thinking visually in threes. As you will understand after reading this book, the single most important thing a leader can do is mobilize the collective's energy of their followers. The methodology behind the best way to achieve that end requires that we honor all three disciplines. Volumes have been written on each subject individually, but I have rarely seen any author or researcher connect the dots. When questions arise about what the most important factors are that lead to peak performance, we tend to focus on the brain and center around what and how people think. This brain-centric approach ignores the fact that a human being is a system, with all parts acting in harmony, and when out of balance, things tend to go awry. This book is not a list of the greatest leaders of all times, nor a treatise about meaningless inspirational platitudes. It is not about how to communicate better, win friends, and influence people, or make $1 million. The purpose of Phyology is no less than the optimization of human happiness and prosperity, which only arise when we are clear-thinking, healthy, and focused on important work for the betterment of all. While that seems like a gargantuan task, it is surprisingly simple. We make it harder than it has to be.